Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me use the phrase, making it till, oh no, faking it till we make it. I don't know that we'll be doing any of that because it's not allowed. The rules and that the rules of engagement here are that you're at your best all the time, no matter what. We transition through things that aren't sunshine, lollipops, and roses so that we can be here to talk about the issues of the day. Pretty cool, huh? Monday. Let's see, is today the last Monday of the month, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. April the 25th is upon us on the DJV program, all present and accounted for. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, the two J's, well represented by two J's. Jennifer and Jay. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And so we look around at the situation, the daily report from Horrorland. The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, Defense Secretary, Mr. Austin, met with Mr. Zelensky, and so they went there, right? Is there some rumor around? I saw a rumor that Biden was thinking about, or some people were speculating, or I don't know, somebody threw a dart at a board and wondered whether Biden would go himself over to Ukraine.
I thought Zelensky had said that himself, right? That he thought that at some point in the future Biden would visit him. Yep. I thought that came right from him.
Then Jen Psaki said, "No, we're not doing that. And even if we did, we wouldn't tell you about it because of safety reasons."
Right.
So. Right. Yeah. Why would they? Yeah, that would not be the smartest thing in the world. Jen Psaki seems to be more the leader than Biden. Should we have presidential stripes on her? She's leaving though. Didn't she go to Fox or something? Where's she going?
MSNBC. She's leaving, MSNBC. I think, in May. Yeah, but what is?
I wouldn't consider her a leader. She's the press mouth. I mean, that's what they all do.
Yeah, being facetious, you know.
But I think the thing that is noticeable with this administration, I think, Victoria, we've talked about it, and it's frustrating, is that Biden will come out and say one thing, and then his press shop, typically, Jen Psaki will come out, because she's the mouthpiece. I don't know if she's being directed or, you know, I don't think she's just coming out on her own. Obviously, there's somebody telling her to go do it. But they come up, and they flip-flop on what he said, or they clean something up, and I don't remember somebody doing that to a president before, and I don't like it for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I don't either. Right. And occasionally, I feel like it happened a few times for Trump, where, like, Huckabee Sanders, right? She had to kind of come out and say, well, that's not what he meant or whatever. But this just feels like this is like every week. And the other pattern that I don't like about it is Biden will say how he really feels. He's never been one to mince words. He's not a guy who's, you know, he's been around in the public for a long time.
Wait a minute, that's not what he really meant. No.
He says how he feels. That he's a very blunt person. And so he'll say stuff. And then the press walks it back, the press room walks it back, and then 2 days later, they end up agreeing with what he had already said. It just, I don't know, it is very frustrating to see this process kind of just go around and around. I don't see the point.
Especially it weakens him, is what it does.
It does. It does.
Monday morning, after all these people have been on these Sunday morning shows, this is the George Stephanopoulos, and then there's What's-His-Face Meet the Jerks on NBC. And who does CBS? No, who does? I don't even watch these things anymore.
I don't watch any of the Sunday stuff.
Yeah,
I'm asleep.
Mostly they're a waste of time. The Secretary of the UN, Mr. Antonio Guterres, is also supposed to be going over there. And then he's supposed to meet with Putin. That'd be an interesting trip. Putin still, because the UN is non-denominational, right? They have to treat everybody fairly. So if he goes to see
Russia's
one...
Russia's still a member of the United Nations, which is sort of
why haven't they been tossed out of the UN?
Right.
The question.
Well, they got bumped from the Human Rights Council, right? Which is ridiculous that they were ever on that. I think everyone gets like a 3-year stint, and they were halfway through theirs, I believe, or somewhere in the middle. But that's ridiculous. But the, so, there was one other thing about Zelensky. I don't know if you guys heard it this weekend, but before he met with Blinken and Lloyd Austin, I thought he said something that kind of, I don't know, it just rubbed me the wrong way. He said that they better not show up empty-handed to the meeting. I want to be like, empty-handed doesn't mean $3.5 billion that the United States has already provided Ukraine. I don't know if the global attention is forcing him to feel like he needs to make statements that keep him in the press.
Yeah.
But I thought
who
that
does
was
he think
not.
He is from?
It rubbed me the wrong way. The United States has given Ukraine more money than any other country on the planet, and I just don't think that that was the right message for him to be.
As we always do.
What was the context? Was it?
It was an. He was. I believe he was being asked about what the meeting would entail with Blinken and Lloyd Austin. It was before the meeting, and he made a comment that got picked up by a lot of outlets, AP and Axios, saying they better not show up empty-handed or come to the table empty-handed is what his quote was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good look for him.
Meanwhile, in Ukraine, Ukrainian men are being captured. They're being brought to Russia. A story of a 21-year-old that I just saw, and apparently this is not unusual. They're coming. The Russian soldiers are killing family members, and they take the young men and they bring them to Russia, supposedly to force them to put on a uniform and fight against their own country or get killed. So there are lots of young men who are fleeing the country, obviously. This is the first time I've heard that story. Anybody else hear that before?
That I mean,
young
I've heard
men
all kinds of
being
rumors,
conscripted?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, where the stories are coming from, you know. I mean, Russia and Ukraine both have their own sort of information campaigns running. So it is kind of hard sometimes to figure out what's true.
Would this be an example?
I wouldn't
of
be
that
surprised.
This? No. There's a Ukrainian. There. Okay, let's get that out of the way. A Ukrainian parliament member named Yevgenia. I do this just because I want to try to pronounce the names. It's Yevgenia, I believe, Kravchuk. She's a member of the Ukrainian. There I am again. So she says, let's get to the heart of the story here, that Ukraine is still looking for three things from us: more heavy weapons, more sanctions on Russia, and more financial aid. Now, that's sort of the reason I remembered seeing that over the weekend, what you just said about maybe coming from the leader here. Okay, what have you got for me today? Here's my hand. Let's see what you can put in it. And that's not a great look, because what is it? $800 million last week?
Yeah, none of his appeals for more help have I don't have an issue with any of them, but making that kind of a statement though, like they better not show up empty-handed, that just I don't know. We just like you just said, it was $800 million just last week was added to the total package. So I don't know.
I think
what about the Europeans?
I think one of the biggest pieces with Blinken there is that the Ukrainians have been asking for the United States and others to reopen their embassies in Kyiv. And so one of the things that I think we agreed to is that we're going to start to return our diplomats back to Ukraine. So that's kind of symbolic, I think, of them maybe having victory in the Western. Well, I think they're trying to prove that they had a victory in the West. And so having people return their diplomats would be a step in the right direction. And that's what Blinken said we would do as the United States, which would be a pretty big move for them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so as I was just mentioning, what are the Europeans doing? I suppose the big story in Europe today is that Emmanuel Macron has beaten Ms. Le Pen to win. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh? To win re-election, he got 58% of the vote. Let's see here. He's the first French pres to win a second term in 20 years. How many people?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah,
I didn't know that until he won. I didn't realize that's a relatively unstable government, if you think about it.
So Obama won the second. Trump didn't. Biden won't. So that gives us, well, that's only two.
We had we had Clinton and then George W., then Obama, and then Trump, Trump and then Biden and then whoever
else. Does that show us a sort of discontent among the American people? Does it show us that there's weakness in leadership? What does that show us? Does it show us anything? Is it just, you know, there will always be people that will draw conclusions.
The polarization of the country more than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, France looked like it was polarized, if you believed all of the news media.
It is more than usual. I mean, this was pretty, I think it was a nail biter. But it was a nail biter in the reporting over the weekend, unless that was just them trying to drum up some headlines. I mean, I expected him to win pretty handily, but over the weekend they were like, I think because it was a close election, much closer than they used to there.
How do you figure 58-42 is close?
Because isn't their system, like, wasn't this the second time people voted, right? It's like they're...
It was. And
she's run three times.
Yeah.
But no, this was a runoff, though.
It was a runoff, yeah.
She forced a runoff a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a rainstorm before the rain. No. Excuse me. All right. So he won the second term. That takes care of that. So all's well in France. And back to my question a few minutes ago, what are the Europeans? We're all talking about what America is doing. What is NATO doing other than America? What's the rest of Europe doing? What are the Spanish doing? What are the Italians doing? What are they doing?
Crickets. Well, they're sending, I don't have a breakdown of every single country, but it's not as much as the United States, but everyone's sending money, or like last week Israel decided they're going to send body armor, which they had not wanted to do before. So they, I think, are seeing that there is a very blatant, you know, right side and wrong side to this.
Well, but then there's the rumor that started or was floated by the Russians, I guess, over the weekend. They're going to attack something else. They're not going to stop at Ukraine.
Yeah, that's been the constant threat. Why? I mean, this is why NATO hasn't wanted to get involved. This is why the European Union is saying allow them in. The Americans, we've been saying we don't want to get involved because we don't want to mess with Putin. It's ridiculous that we've put him in charge. He should be scared of all of us, not vice versa.
He should be dead. He should be.
Austria, I thought, was interesting this weekend. Austria came out and they said that they don't want Ukraine in the European Union anymore after this momentum was kind of shoving in the right direction of them being allowed in.
18 after the hour. This is the first half hour of this hour of the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Just yesterday I was thinking how wonderful it would be to hear Jay's voice again because I hadn't heard it for a week. And here I am getting my wish as she recounts what's going on in social media. And guess where we start? We start at the beginning of the alphabet with an A and a B. Not necessarily in that order. There's the B first and then the A. And in what world is that correct? You'll find out after this.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, so here we are in the gossip department, sort of, because that's really what this is, Jay. Not all the stuff is, but there's a lot of gossip
here. Yeah,
this
one's very gossipy.
It seems gossipy. And so how do we, was I clever at getting people to be excited about being at the beginning of the alphabet with a name that began with an A and a B and a B and an A?
Yeah, very Ben Affleck. Good. There's your B and A right there. Well, so Emma Hernan, who is on the Realty reality show Selling Sunset, during the season 5, She was talking with somebody else, and she alleged that Ben Affleck tried to slide into her DM, saying that this happened shortly before he was rekindling his romance with Jennifer Lopez. It's not during the time that they were together, and that they connected via the celebrity dating site Raya. And however, Ben's people have made a statement of like, no, Raya has confirmed that he's not even been an active member in several years. So this is just one of those like, who cares? If he was single and ready to mingle, who cares if he if you guys connected or didn't connect or whatever?
Well, it's interesting that his people, but it's interesting that his people actually made a statement because they don't typically make a lot of statements on his behalf. So I think he wanted to clear this up that this is...
Yeah, especially after A-Rod, right before he and J-Lo broke up. He was busted sliding into women's DMs and everything. Yep. So Ben's probably like, no, leave my name out of your mouth.
Maybe she's looking for publicity herself. She looks like...
sounds like. Yeah.
You know, every other Victoria's Secret model that needs a couple of hamburgers.
Well, probably anybody who doesn't watch Selling Sunset does not know her name.
Right. I've never heard of her. I've heard of the show, but I've never seen it.
Like I said, now people know who she is. This looks like a desperate attempt to get some publicity for someone who, other than having her picture all over the place in a bikini or her bra and her panties, that's about it. She's not a... so how do you determine who sits there and says, why is she even on this website? I guess if it's supposedly for celebrities... Is she not a celebrity? She's I am.
That's probably the worst insult you could have just said to this poor woman. What are you doing on a celebrity website?
Right.
Well, I mean, that my
writer. Over and a half, Doug.
Well, never mind. Okay, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles, Karma Automotive and Manhattan Motors recently partnered to showcase Karma's latest vehicle, the 2022 Karma GS6 at the New York Auto Show. The 2022 Karma GS6 puts out 536 horsepower, 550 pound-feet of torque, and features a hybrid powertrain. Starting price for the GS6 is $95,700. For more automotive tech stories, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
He's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS News overnight explains his vision for the department.
One of the things that I've tried to bring to the equation, to the job as FBI Director, is a focus on process and rigor and professionalism and objectivity. But another has been a focus on innovation. I've really focused in on the fact that the world is changing, the pace of changing, technologically certainly, but also in other ways, at a faster rate than we've ever experienced. So coming up with innovative ways to deal with some of those changes. So we have, for example, created an innovation lab where we have work by our folks with private sector folks to try to figure out how to better anticipate some of the technological developments that are coming upon us and how we can take advantage of those technologies. We have a massive development down at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville. Where we are side by side with the military, NASA, and others to try to take advantage of the space that we have down there to develop cyber ranges for our folks to work on cyber attacks.
Twitter's board and billionaire Elon Musk negotiated into the early hours of Monday over his bid to buy the social media platform. Musk said last week that he lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure on the company's board to negotiate a deal. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour, the bright side of the world from the point of view of four very interesting characters, if I do say so myself, and I am myself. I am me. I am Doug Steffen, a.k.a. Dudley. That's my birth name. Everybody thought when I went to college that Dudley was very difficult because it was very Eastern. And so they didn't want me to be comfortable. And so I was called Dud. And Dud, when people couldn't hear it, was Doug. And so Doug became me when I was in college.
Is that true? That's how the Doug became?
Yep, that's how it became. Yep. That's the story of my life, Jennifer, in a nutshell. Yeah. Jennifer Horn is here. She's always been called Jennifer. Horn. Yeah, no, it was never Horn. It was Jennifer. Victoria Keeley, what can you do with that? Other than make her angry by calling her Vicky. She doesn't like that, so we call her Victoria. And then there's Jay Kirshner, whose real name is hard to know. She's had, like, she to protect the innocent, she's changed her name about 15 times.
I have.
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
That's news. Wow. That's a fun fact I learned.
Yeah, right. Well, stay tuned. You may learn more things than you didn't know. All right, get to the bottom. You were just talking about Johnny Depp and that whole trial. So I spent some time because you sort of, you didn't encourage me, but I got to the point. I was annoyed at the noise earlier, and then I paid a little bit of attention to it on Friday. So here we go. The attorneys are arguing abuse and manipulation, and that's on both sides. So you think about things that have gone on in your life. We were just talking about a celebrity who isn't really a celebrity getting onto a dating site. So I think about all of the things that the industry that has become like TMZ and gossip, and there's things that, you know, just in social media terms, we know about people that we wouldn't have known before, like when I was a kid. I wouldn't have known a whole lot about some of the stars of the day, like the Nelson family, Ozzy and Harriet. Apparently, Ozzy beat his wife all the time and nobody knew it. He was a horrible father. Same thing for Bing Crosby. Beat up his kids all the time, nobody knew from nothing. And, you know, you can go, I guess, through a list of people that were either good parents or bad parents, or their lives were not subject to public scrutiny. But now you have all of this stuff, and one wonders whether they ought to be public. Should all this information, the Bill Murray thing, he's been handsy with women on the film. He's been, allegations over him in the past have been, there have been plenty of them. And now they've all resurfaced again. So we get down to the nitty gritty of whether or not this stuff should be public. How is life better for us knowing this? The chances are we're never going to contact Bill Murray. So are you in danger of being, like, have your butt grabbed by him? Or, you know, just in general, washing of the dirty laundry.
I mean, he's handsy in, like, he puts his arm around people.
How is he different than
pulled a ponytail?
Than Joe Biden? Or how is he different than many other people who have been accused but not really guilty of anything? But yet in today's society, there's, with all the he, she, them, whatever, whatever the focus
is
on being
the woman
woke.
In this case, yeah. No, it's not about being woke, though. If someone's being touched inappropriately.
So whom are we speaking about, the Bill Murray thing?
The Bill Murray thing. Yeah, so in this case, there was a woman on set who just, you know, wasn't comfortable with it and didn't want anyone touching her, and that's everyone's prerogative. So,
sure. So did she say to Bill, keep your hands off me?
We don't know, but she definitely filed a complaint, and then it went to the top. And so Aziz Ansari is apparently directing this film as well, and he had it out with Bill. They had a big fight because it shut down the production. And so, you know, do people write it off, I think, sometimes go, oh, well, that's just Bill Murray? Sure. I mean, that's what Bill Murray's been.
Right.
Of course. But that's how Bill Murray has been. Bill Murray is all over the country, and, you know, down in Charleston and up in New York. And he goes into bars, and
doesn't he own a bar? His son own a bar someplace?
His son has a bar in Brooklyn, yeah. And he's known to go in, and he'll pick up someone's drink and take a drink out of it, and he'll go, no one will ever believe you. And, I mean, that's like his thing, and people take pictures with him, and it's just, you know. But at some point, it's obviously crossed the line. So it doesn't matter how long you've been doing this or how old you are. He's 71. Well, the rules aren't different for you.
All right, but now back to the question of whether or not does that case need to be public, or more to the drift into Depp and Heard, does their dirty laundry, does that need to be public or audited?
Well, they want it. Well, and does it serve them? I mean, that's one of the things is that I think one of the big questions is, yes, we all have transparency and that what happens in the courts, people have access to. That's just a right that we all have. And so if you put yourself in a courtroom situation, people are going to see it. And so then the question is, why? Why would they do this? And so why would Johnny Depp prolong this? And a lot of people are saying this was Johnny Depp's attempt, not just to win $50 million from Amber Heard, his ex-wife, but this was his attempt to try to clear the record and provide his side of the story, because Amber Heard has been taking the opportunity to tell her side of the story.
Right.
And she's written op-eds and she's done all these things, and she's made it clear what her I guess what her side of the relationship was. And so I think this is Johnny Depp doing this publicly on purpose, because I think he wants to tell what he was going through as well. And the bottom line is, it doesn't look great for either of them. This doesn't paint a great picture of anybody. It paints a picture of a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, a lot of crazy, dark, abusive stuff that was going on in their relationship. People are lapping it up, and also me included, by the way.
Yeah, Jen got me hooked.
But it does.
I wasn't
actually
even following it.
You know, it is good to hear a different side of the story, and you have to understand that probably somewhere in between what everybody is saying is the truth. But it is. I'm glad that he
presented
wants to speak up for himself.
Yeah, he's presented a very different angle, and I do think that I think he's coming across as a very credible witness. And she's kind of looking crazier and crazier, you know, I think, with a lot of stuff that's coming out.
Again, from a woman's point of view, you think everybody, if you went around and talked to a bunch of men, they'd have the same input,
yes.
Or do they even care? Do men care about this?
Well, a lot of people are following this trial. It's been aired live on Fox and Court TV every day, so a lot of people are watching it. And I think that, I mean, I don't know. I haven't done a straw poll, but I would think that it looks kind of convincing in the, you know, in favor of Johnny's story.
And this is something that some households do have to go through. It's not just only of celebrities, and it's not just the man who beats up the wife, the woman, or the woman who beats up the man. Sometimes it can be both parties. It could just be a volatile relationship,
yep,
to begin with. People who just kind of thrive off of drama and physical altercations. So there, it is, having this be live and in the news and media as much as it is shining a light on other conversations of what people are going through and dealing with.
I don't know. I just look at all of this stuff.
Is your point of view, Doug, because are you saying that you think this should all be private?
Well, I just think we become so absorbed in this sort of thing with the social media culture that we have. Well, who gives a damn, or why would you find it important unless you're own life is a mess and you don't want to look at it? That's one of the things.
Exactly.
You know.
What do you think we watch reality shows?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that's very broad.
You're not throwing stones here, pal. I watch this because I'm like, well, at least it ain't that bad. I do have my life together.
Right. As far as that goes. All right. Okay. So now you've answered that question. 43 past the hour, there is a very interesting reality, apparently, in youth sports, or as people in Brooklyn would say, youth sports. Referees are getting an earful from fans and players, and they don't like it, so they're quitting. There are 50,000, who knew, high school referees between the last couple of years anyway, who apparently have hit the road. 20% of the nationwide total have quit. Because they don't like these high school shenanigans. 60% of the officials in schools surveyed say their top reason, or the guys on the that are out there that are refs have been telling them, that the verbal abuse from parents and fans, I've had enough. I don't want to. So
it's
that brings us around
too.
To thinking. Like, yeah, what the hell are parents thinking?
Well, the parents are sometimes a lot worse than the kids. But
yeah,
they're more in, you know, more animated and more volatile and into it. But but even some of the kids have attacked refs, physically attacked them.
Wasn't
there
a story of that last week?
Yeah,
somewhere floating around. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. So,
and I don't think refs make that much, so it's probably not worth it for them to take all this kind of grief.
But what does that tell you about what parents are thinking when it comes to their children and the lessons? The children, the real reason for going into sports is to become sportsmanlike. Your conduct is supposed to be, you know, be a good sport. Where do you think that, where that slogan came from? Is from the people that experience playing football or baseball. Let's hope not too much football.
Yeah, sportsmanship used to be a thing.
Right. And then there were people, I remember when kids got thrown out of games because of, quote, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right. Right.
And that doesn't seem to be, you know, hit the kid with a baseball. You don't like the call? Let's go after him with a baseball bat. And the parents, yeah, stand up for your rights, kid. Huh? Sounds like a bad episode of Wahlburgers. I don't know. It doesn't hit me the right way. I remember going when my son was playing basketball in high school and college. His mother and I went to every game. I don't know how I found the time to do it, but I did because it was important. That's what being, I guess, a good parent is. I don't know whether I've never really asked my children. I didn't take a poll as to whether they thought I was a good parent or not. When it was important to be there, I was. And that's what I thought was important. Was I always around? Not always, but for things like that. And then, you know, when Megan went to school in England, she was all by herself. I used to go over there every month for a week or so, just make sure she was okay. Again,
but when you were watching Brendan play basketball, did you get into it with the refs? Or did you just let the game happen?
Well, Tony and I would sit there and watch while Brendan, surprisingly, you can say, oh, there's a chip off the old block. The ref didn't like him. He was a good player, but he didn't do what the coach told him to do. I remember sitting on the sidelines, and I heard the coach say to Brendan, don't take the shot. It was for a three-pointer. And Brendan looked at him, and he took the shot, and he got the 3 points, and then he got benched. So, what does that tell you about? It's a very strange world. The reasons for youngsters to go out for this sort of stuff, to be involved, is because there are lots of lessons about life that you learn from playing sports, or at least you ought to be. And should that lesson be that your parents are always sticking up for you? It's like the helicopter parents. Yep. When you get a bloody nose, I'm going over to that kid's house and I'll punch his father in the nose. Yeah, right. What do you learn from that? It wasn't the father who punched your son. It was the kid. So maybe he learned it from his father, but... see what I'm saying? It's kind of awkward and messed up. 48 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
Just begin with one story that you believe in because it is true, and from this other things develop. It used to be harder for me to write a novel because I was overthinking it and I had ambitions for it. You lose that ambition. You give up ambition, but you still love to work.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold. See Garrison Keillor live on stage May 2nd at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Keillor will be joined by iconic artists, including country music star Brad Paisley, soprano Ellie Dean, Ellen Bishop's Big Fun Trio, vocalist Heather Massey, and many more. Enjoy a live show filled with Lake Wobegon stories, humor, music, and audience sing-alongs. Red Rocks Amphitheater, May 2nd. Reserve your seat today.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo.
Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this?
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sounds.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for our Monday report from Victoria Keelan as to what's going on in the world of technology. Technology. I could sing an intro for you if you'd like it, Victoria. maybe not. Doesn't sound like she's too excited about that. All right. So here's some Twitter news on the face value of Elon Musk's bid. Didn't look like they were very excited to have $43 billion thrown their way. But is that changing?
It appears to be changing. And so all day Sunday, Twitter was in meetings with their own board and shareholders. And then at some point, and this is all still, you know, people are reporting anonymously and no one has made an exact statement about how these meetings went. But so, reportedly, there was another meeting that began later on Sunday with Elon Musk's side. Now, we don't know if that involved him personally or if his representatives or attorneys, but apparently this went well into the early morning hours of Monday. And so Twitter, by all signs, Twitter seems to be more receptive to this offer. You know, at first, Elon Musk loves to put things out on Twitter himself. And, you know, not a lot of it is usually backed up by anything. This, when he made this bid for Twitter, he actually filed all of his paperwork and has disclosed that he now has $46.5 billion in financing that's ready to go. So that makes this offer a lot more real to Twitter. And so the two sides are seemingly getting a little bit closer. And there's even a rumor that's going around now that the New York Times is reporting that the deal could even close by the end of this week, which would be incredibly fast. Yeah, this has just been... Now, Elon Musk also you know, is doing his personal bidding. On Friday, he apparently met privately with some, with several shareholders of the company. He wants to promote how wonderful his proposal will be. He says he pledges to solve the free speech issues that he sees as plaguing Twitter. Whether, you know, he says his bid succeeds or not, he still wants to fix that. He also said he sees no way that Twitter can continue to manage the product the way that they do. And so he also said he's sticking firm on his share price. I think it's like $53 and change. He said he will not go one penny more than that. So now Twitter basically has to do their own evaluation to see, okay, how much is our stock really worth? And is this going to be a good play for all of the shareholders if we do a move forward with this takeover? So there's a lot to be answered still, but it is interesting that they seem to have turned around just over the weekend.
Funny what cash will do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Big tech and focus on what's going on with the war. That's up next here on the DJV program.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so what's the scoop on big tech and what's going on, like, specifically, I guess, with Google, Facebook, that type platform?
Well, the EU has issued this landmark legislation called the Digital Services Act, and it is going to really force Google and Facebook to police their platforms much more strictly to better protect European users from hate speech, disinformation, and other harmful online content. This was approved just on Saturday. The EU officials clinched this agreement in principle on the act after lengthy negotiations. This has been going on for a while. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online ads aimed at children, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars in fines. Now, a lot of people in the United States are hoping that our own government will do something similar, but the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission have filed major antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. However, nothing can really get done because Congress is still very politically divided, and they don't seem to agree on anything.
What a shock. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.